As I said in my prelude for everybody, there's a lot of repetition for the sopranos in measure 73 on page 15 in the credo. And it starts on the B and it stays there. You just have to say the words in the right rhythm. And then, since you're going to be tired of the B natural, watch out that you go high enough to the Ponzio Pilato, which sounds like this. This chord demonstrates that Schubert and a lot of other people really did not like Ponzio Pilato. And now comes the passus that I mentioned. High enough, even if it's not the C sharp. Not too high the A sharp, and back to the B natural, high enough. Oh yeah, looking at the coming page on page 16, again, the sopranos are pretty much asked to have a stamina. Measure 97. I promise you, this will always be in danger to be flat. And again, go up to the G. And going on in 105. This jump has to be high. Again, the ending, leading note, and then B natural. High enough. And again, this is the jump to the minor third. The G, if that is, well, it's too flat on this instrument. Should be higher. And again, leading note and D. Not very dangerous, this part. And I would suggest that you think from the A edit, B natural, high C, high. And then jump down, meaning from measure 127, with an accent on finis, and the finis ends peacefully on the expected B natural. Credo, it's like the beginning, 138. No breathing there. That is the minor third, dangerous, high enough. A new beginning. Male. Again, the main thing happens in the with the other parts together. For you, it's just repeating the C. Can you hear what's happening? And finally, the solution. For you, repeating, 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 and measure 170. and the line down, don't go too far down, and step from B natural to C high.